The daughter rose in the east. How China forged dozens of self-made female billionaires.
Dong Mingzhu is the most visible face of female enterprise in China. The 64-year-old boss of Gree, the world's biggest maker of air conditioners, is everywhere. In television ads, on billboards, and last year in two places at once, jaywalking in the city of Ningbo, while at Gree's headquarters in Zhuhai. Police cameras mistakenly captured her visage plastered on a bus. Ms. Dong joined Gree as a door-to-door saleswoman in 1990 as a widow with an 8-year-old son. In 2012, she became its chairwoman. Although Gree has state roots, Ms. Dong acts like a high-profile entrepreneur. Her life was the subject of a TV drama, and she has written two popular memoirs. Her steely, unglamorous image, a confessed penchant for skirts notwithstanding, inspires young women. Matters of gender bore her. Asked about her rise in a country run by men, she responds, "Men or women, few are up to the challenge." That may be so, but Ms. Dong represents a generation of Chinese women who have climbed higher than their sisters in South Korea or Japan. Fully 51 of the 89 self-made female billionaires on this year's Who Run Rich List, a who's who of the ultra-wealthy, are Chinese, well above China's 20% share of the world's women. Relative to population, one for every 13.4 million Chinese females, that is not far off America's tally of 18, one for every 9.1 million. South Korea has one, Yoo Jung-hyun of Nexon, a gaming giant. Japan has none. Forbes reckons that Yoshiko Shinohara, who founded a temporary staffing agency, became the first in 2017, aged 82. China's include Wu Ya-jun, a property mogul with a $10 billion fortune, Cheng Shui of Foshan Haitian Flavoring and Food Company, known as the Soy Sauce Queen, and Li Haiyan and Xu Ping, co-founders of Haidilao, a chain of hot pot restaurants. Ms. Dong, with a net worth of 3 billion yuan, that's $440 million, does not make Who Run's List. Why have they done so well?